kugara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Good evening. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Kip Stube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
And thanks very much for joining our show today. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing COVID-19 and the continued vaccination in schools and the United States Student Achievers Program.
Yes. And on the United States Student Achievers Program, or USAP as it is known, the community school is accepting applications from lower 6th and form 4 students to begin their studies in January next year. Rebecca Mano, coordinator of the program run by a nonprofit organization, Education Matters, says students should submit their applications by October 8, 2021, and the school is also accepting applications from students who started their lower 60 science subjects this year and are willing to restart lessons in 2022, given COVID-19 limitations on learning. Gibbs.
Mano says the program is for determined and talented economically disadvantaged students in Zimbabwe who lack financial resources. The USAP program, which transitioned into an advanced level school, started in 1999 and has successfully assisted over 450 students in the last 21 years to negotiate and finance the college admissions process. Alumni of the USAP program have studied at some of the world's top most universities, and many have continued to post graduate degrees and prestigious fellowships, while others have pursued various professions across the world, including some leading impactful initiatives in Zimbabwe and in Africa.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that 8 people died from COVID-19, while 354 new cases were recorded countrywide. As at 28 September 2021, Zimbabwe had 130,272 confirmed cases, including 122,621 recoveries and 4,615 deaths. To date, a total of 3,060,476 people have received their vaccination against COVID-19, that is the first jab, while 2,229,310 got their second jabs.
Of late, schools have been worried about the COVID-19 cases in their surroundings and in the schools, and the government is very worried about people well, not willing to get vaccinated. Yabambe Zulanda Balinjani. Labelkona and down Zongzum Flaves Geneo. Labla School Mang COVID-19 Langotelo. The United States School Achiever Students Achievers Program. No Lutelo Ologutabantu Magnetwe, Abangani Basuela, Uti by Funda Gwelemeliga. Kutoke Katesukutima, Abafisukuti, Mangan Utelo Lili, Zimbabwe. So Sakuruma Labantu, Abangani Basakulu, Utelo Lulu. Ye, good Jarochong.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs, nhasi vadiwa vateereri nevatariri, tiri kukurukura nedenda reCOVID-19 ratiri kunzwa kuti nezuro kwakafa vanhu vasere kana kuti 8. Uyewo hurumende inenge iri kusagutsika nemabati mafambiro ari kuita chirongwa chekubaya vanhu nhomba. Panenge pairi kuita vanhu vashoma vari kumhanyira kuenda kunobayiwa nhomba. Pakangonzi zvinhu zvinenge zvatidzikamei, veruzhinji vakafunga kuti zvanzi nemiwo dzikamai kuenda kunobayiwa. Aiwa, chadzikama idenda. Imi vanhu endai kunzewo kwamunobayiwa. Tichakurukurawo zvakare nenyaya yechirongwa cheUnited States Achievers Program. Programu iyoyi kana urongwa ihwohwo une chikoro chiri kuGoromonzi uko chiri kunzi chatanga kuchitora vanoda kunoita lower 6 ikoko, maform 4 nevanoita form 5 kuti vange vachinyorera kutanga kwegore rinouya. Ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukura Gibbs, tisapedze nguva.
Yes, let's start with Rebecca Mangono, who is the program coordinator. She is in Education Matters. That's the organization that is running the USAP Community School. Let's hear this interview that I did with her yesterday.
School, and we are a two-year A-level school outside of Goromonzi in Zimbabwe. And we are catering for high-achieving, low-income students, those students who are very motivated, very talented, but don't have the financial resources to access quality education. That's the population of our school.
When was that school established?
We opened our doors last year, January of 2020, but USAP Community School has grown out of the USAP program, which has been going on for 20 years, helping high-achieving, low-income students to access international higher education.
So now, how many students do we have right now, or since you started, how many students?
Yeah, our first cohort that's graduating this year and will be going on to university next year is 45, and our second cohort is slightly smaller because of COVID. We have 24. And we're currently recruiting the third cohort of 45 who will start with us in January of next year.
So tell us exactly how you recruit some of these students.
So we really, we're thankful for this opportunity as another one to get the word out. We really go as far as we can all over Zimbabwe to look for high-achieving students who have leadership potential, have this ethos of giving to their community, have academic talent, but come from disadvantaged backgrounds. Our students tend to come from rural areas, from high-density townships, and from the one refugee camp that is based in Zimbabwe as well.
So how do students pay for their fees?
We are on a sliding scale, need-based financial aid model. So what that means in simple terms is that students do pay some fees that they can afford, usually comparable to what they were paying at their previous school. And then we fundraise for the rest of the costs.
So now looking at the way things are happening, so some students don't even fork out a cent from their pockets?
Yeah, correct.
Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so we do not turn away any students for financial reasons. We meet the students where they are, and their families contribute what they can afford towards their fees.
So this is a continuation of the United States Achievers program, Students Achievers.
Correct. Correct. We transformed the program from being a vacation-based access program to a full school, where we have more time to help these students really prepare to thrive at university level and to try to help them basically focus their education on how they can use their education to solve problems in their communities.
So now I believe that you have helped a lot of students, up to about 450. Is that the case? Give us a breakdown of who has been in and out.
So we have students who are all over the world now who are graduates and alumni of the USAP program. Some of them in the United States where you're coming from, some of them here in Zimbabwe, some of them on the faculty of our school, all over the continent. They really are everywhere, and they're making incredible impacts in all kinds of different fields of study.
So now looking at the way the applications are met every year, do you think that people have access to your portal? That is where they can apply. Just tell us a bit about that.
Yes, so we have two ways that people can apply. They can apply on a link online, on a Google form link, but they also can apply still through a paper form. And our paper forms are available at public libraries in Bulawayo, in Mutare, in Gweru, and at our office, at the Education Matters office in Avondale, in Harare. So people can still come and pick up a traditional paper form. The forms are also PDF'd and being WhatsApped, or the forms can be accessed online.
So suppose there's a student in Chiretsi down there in Chikwalakwala, and another student, potential student in Binga, you know, down there. How do they find out about such programs?
We try to use the networks of Ministry of Education. We try to use schools. We try to use churches and NGOs, all different pathways to get the applications out to students wherever they are. A lot of it is word of mouth. A lot of it is WhatsApp groups sharing with each other. But we deliberately try to get as wide and far a reach as we can. And our students currently on campus come from all 10 provinces of the country, all different corners of the country as well.
So now applications are open. Tell us a bit about it, you know, because we know there are students waiting to hear this.
Yes. So our application due date is October 8th, Friday, October 8th. So 10 days from now or 11 days from now, I guess. And we are the applications consist of essays, short answer questions and results. We are looking at recruiting both those currently in Form 4 and those who are currently in Lower 6 to join us in next January.
How do they apply?
They can, like I said, pick up an application form again from Turner Memorial Library Mutare, from Gueru Memorial Library, from the Bulawayo Public Library, or from the Education Matters Office in Harare, or they can look for on our website, usapschool.org, and they can get the application link there as well.
So talk to a student, a potential student who is in Pinga, down there, you know, and who is in Chiretsi, who is in Mutare,
yes.
Someone, talk to them. Tell them.
I would tell you that if you are incredibly motivated and determined and you want to use your education to transform your life and the life of your community, then this is the school for you. Find an application, get in touch with us, Education Matters or USAP Community School. You can find us on all social media. You can, if you don't have that access, get a hold of a paper application and turn it in by October 8. We really want to hear from you, no matter where you come from in this country. If you're motivated and you want to change the country for the better.
Do we have a specific number that can WhatsApp you?
We're looking for 45 new students for January.
So do you have a WhatsApp number? Do you have something like, you know, WhatsApp us on this number?
Yes, we do have a WhatsApp number. Our WhatsApp number is 077-102-1511.
Can I repeat that?
077-102-1511. And any message on that number, we can respond to.
Your last word, Rebecca?
Education is your key to changing your community, and we would love to see the energy of young Zimbabweans from all over the country join us with that energy. Thank you so much.
So, Chonga, that is Rebecca Mano. You know, she is under Education Matters, and that's an organization running the USAP schools. And we're lucky that we've got Dr. Godwell Nzou, who is a field clinical scientist. He was under this kind of a program. So go ahead and talk to him. Yeah,
Chonga. He said Dr. Nzou?
Godwell Nzou, yes.
Yes. Dr. Nzou, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Chonga. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. May you tell us your experience with the United States Achievers Program?
Well, my first experience back in 2009 with Rebecca, you know, I met with her at the public affairs office, and she said, if you are motivated and you really want to change your life and you really believe that education is a way to change the circumstances in your life, we're here to help you, give you that chance. So that was my initial experience. And then when I joined the program in 2010, I was the class of 2011, I believe, when I started college. The program was built around providing support for all the students in the program, SAT preparation, mentoring anyone that was joining the program, and also she had previous students that were already in the program, that were already in colleges in America, who were helping us understand what the system is like in college here, and also what to be to prepare for and what to expect once you end up in college in America. And also we were getting a lot of help in terms of how to choose a school that fits your interest, and also your grades and your skills and anything that in particular that you wanted to make sure that whatever school you go to fits with your interest. And then also the program itself was a good long-term support through communication with peers and networking for job search, and even now talking any discussions about OPT or F1 visa discussions that you wanted to have, or any questions that you had. The program has continuously helped me as I continue to talk to my friends from the program. And I also have been able to identify and even share scholarship opportunities with some of my fellow members of the program, and even just general advice in general, anything to do with life. Also, the program has been helpful.
Mungagona kungoti neshona dimu tisatita chakuti tupinze mwe mvunzu. Kungotaura kuti imi ruzivo rwenyu rwamawana nemashandiro amaita neUSAP.
So, kushanda kwandichange kujoina USAP ii program yakandibatsira kuti ndive akukwanisa kuzviitira kuna akukwanisa kuzviitira uye akukwanisa kutotarisa kuti ndingabatsirawo vapi kuZimbabwe kwandakabva. So kana pane munhu ari kunze auda kutsvagawo kuti anoziva kuti chikoro ndo pane pundutso yake and ari talented munhu yeenga, please reach out to this program because inini pandakasvika as a food clinical scientist, I'm managing clinical trials, but this is zvakabva muprogram yeye USA.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nzou Gibbs.
So, Dr. Nzou, looking at how people are recruited for this program, how easy is it to apply, you know?
It's very easy. I believe Rebecca already talked about this. Could she, you can, there are several points where you can go. Blue-Io, I was in Blue-Io when I applied. They reach out to all the schools in the area. And even if you don't know about it, I think at this point, all the schools know about USAP. It's just that maybe the individual schools may not have representatives that are continuously talking about the program. But one or the other, again, the library in Blue-Io, and I believe there's a library in Gweru and Mutare. And as far as accessibility, you can either go online and also you can submit the application through physical copies of the papers, of the forms. So it's very easy. It's fairly easy. The questions, you know, obviously they want to know, to get to know you as an individual, because that's ultimately how you're going to be measured or at least be evaluated for entrance into the program.
And you came to the USA and did some courses. Tell us a bit about that.
So, yeah, when I came into the United States, I was at Nazareth College where I got my bachelor's in chemistry. And then that time I had no experience at all with biology. But then I wanted to learn more about how biology can be integrated together with chemistry. So then I ended up pursuing a PhD in molecular medicine and translational sciences. In short, that was a PhD in neuromolecular biology. And after I graduated, I ended up pursuing a postdoctoral training at the University of Pennsylvania, where I learned more about the neurodegenerative diseases. And I led on to my current position at Abbott, where I'm managing clinical trials.
And how is it to be a field clinical scientist? There are some people listening right now say, oh, so if you are enrolled in this program, you can become that, you know. Tell us a bit.
So it's very difficult to share that information in terms of like saying, well, how does one become a clinical scientist, a field clinical scientist from a student that was in Zimbabwe at one point? I think the goal for anyone that's trying to get into the program should be to get to the next step and to know how to get to those next steps. But at the end of the day, like what we learned from what I learned from my grandmother, you know, you eat an elephant by, you know, a bite at a time. So that's the same thing here, that you can look at my position and say, well, it's very difficult to get to a food clinical scientist with a PhD and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, you have to take small steps and make sure that you're putting on all your efforts and all your inspiration and anything that you can do, all the resources that you can get to make sure that you are good for every stage that you are at.
Yes, Tonga, you can talk to him because he's about to leave.
Ndizvozvo. Dr. Nzo, vakawanda vari kumaruwa vanhu vanenge vachinetseka nenyaya dzokuti tingasvikawo sei pasvika Dr. Nzo. Mazwi apa amunga vasiyira vana ivo vari kudawo kusvika pamasvika ino.
Inini ndichangoripita mashoko andakaudzwa namai mano. Handi shungu dzako munhu. Kana une shungu dzako, then pane munhu out there anokwanisa kunge achitokwanisa kukubatsira. Kana munhu une shungu, shungu dzako ngadzisvike kune vanhu, ngadzioneke kuti shungu dzako uri kuita sei neshungu dzako, pane zvauri kuita here. Again, the program basa rayo nderekubatsira vana vari talented already, right? And so you have to show shungu dzako kuti ini shungu dzangu dzipa kuti kumhanya kwandinoita kunobatsira kuve nepundutso kune vanhu vemuZimbabwe. So uri kumhanya kusvika pati, kana kuri kuchikoro uri kugona chikoro zvekusvika pati, then vanokubatsira vanozowanika zvavo kana vasvika pauisa program. They will definitely provide you help.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nzo Gibson.
And before you leave, your last word, advise students what to do next, you know, since there are these applications that they're supposed to go through.
Advise your application, really, they have to stay true to themselves and know exactly where they want to be in 5 years and in 10 years. Sometimes it's good to change your mind, but at least you have a plan on hand. Think on paper. If you have a dream, put that down and think about how to achieve that. And the United States Achievers Program for me was a way where I could reflect with others using my goals that I had written down. So again, have your goal, have your dream, and make sure that you stay true to yourself.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke ungathini lokusasa Dr. Nzo. Siza kudinga futhi ngesikhathi esilandelayo sikwenze i-exclusive interview lawe. Thank you so much and have a nice day, Dr. Nzo.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mashoko anofadza zvikuru Gibbs kuti tinzwe kuti chirongwa ichi chine nyanzvi dzachatoburitsa chigaro chavainacho kana kuti basa ravari kuita. Rekunge vachivheneka zvirwere neutachiwana kumusoro kunzvimbo kupatira zvekumusoro uko ibasa hombe uchitarisa kuti munhu abva muchirongwa icho cheUnited States Achievers Program. Kune vamwe Gibbs vangada kunzwa kuti chirongwa ichochi chinombowanikwa sei. Reganingodzokorera zvakare mashoko aya atamboti kurukurei ekuti namba dzavo kana uri muZimbabwe dzinoti 0771021511. Tiri kunze kwenyika muchida kuapplya 263-771-021-511. Hanzuwo munokwanisa kuenda muchiwana mafomu mukaenda mumalibrary kwamutare munoenda paTurner Memorial Library, muGweru munoenda paGweru Memorial Library, Bulawayo munoenda kuBulawayo Public Library, muHarare munoenda kumahofisi avo eEducation Matters ari panumber 23 Connaught Drive muAvondale, Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke sikhuluma ngeUSAP, United States Students Achievers Program. Kunesikolo okubizwa kuthiwa ke USAP Community School esikhona ngale eGromonzi. Isikolo lesi sibanjwabanjwa ke ngama-Americans, so singathi ke isikolo lesi sisebenza ukuthi abantu ba-apply, ungavele u-apply umntwana wesikolo kathesi ke kuthiwa ngama-lower sixth, kuthi bangavele bethi yenza konoko sungathi ulungise ube usu-apply ube sungena ke khonapho. Ukuthi uye ngena esikolo lesi kumele ube kwazi ukuthi kumele wenzeni. Limzwile uRebecca Mano okuyi-Education Matters, ngomunye walabo-ke abasebenza esikolo lesi. Uthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi ubezazi njalo ubekwazi lokuthi kuyini vele ofunisa ukuthi ukwenze. So-ke siphinde njalo saqoqa nonkosazana Primrose Magutshwa owayefunde njube ukhona ngale phela esikolo lesi, ukutshengisela ukuthi hhayi noma ungaphi bayoyenelisa ukuthi bakuthole. Nangu lapha-ke unkosazana Magutshwa. Primrose Magutshwa, kunjani Magutshwa?
Ngiyaphila, linjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Akutshela abantu sibili ukuthi wena wangena njani esikolo leso.
Mina ukuthi ngize ngithole i-application form yesikolo lesi ngasendelwa ngumngane ku-WhatsApp, and then ngase ngifila ngephepha ngaliprinta, and then ngabhala ngephena amaphepha ami, and then ngase ngihamba ngawa faka ngaleso sikhathi amaphepha angikhona besubmitha eNAS American Space eBulawayo, yikho lapho engahamba ngasubmitha khona.
So watshelwa mbani ukuthi kumele kube le nto enjalo? Wenzwa njani sutsheliwe?
Ngesikhathi mina ngi-aplaya nganginyela lwazi oluningi ngalesi sikolo, nga-aplaya ngokuthi ngangithabele ukuthi i-scholarship. Kwakuyinto entsha yimi ngoba ngibe yiklasi yokuqala, so kwabe kungakabi lolwazi oluningi ngesikolo.
Ye, Primrose, nxa sesikhangela sibili sibona ukuthi kulabanye abantwana abakhatshana sibili abahlala endaweni ezingakhanyeyo lokuthi ukuthi uzoyefika khona kuba nzima kakhulu. So abantwana abahlala endaweni ezinjalo bangayenza njani ukuze bengene kuhlelo lolu owena ophakathi kwalo?
Ya, kulula ukuthi bangene ngoba Khathesi kunje bakhona abantu abalolwazi nge-scholarship leso abavela endaweni eziningi zaseZimbabwe, emakhaya lasedorobheni. So laba bantu yibo abahamba be-spread ilizwi nge-USAP Community School. Njengami, so khathesi abantu abahlala emakhandeni sebekwazi nge-USAP Community School ngami. So kunjalo kulabantu abakhona abavela emakhaya laba abahamba benika abantu ama-application.
Yes, ngathi kwaba lula kanganani kumbe kwaba nzima kanganani ukuthi u-apply khonapho uzungena. Batshela abantu.
Akukho lula khona okufunakalayo ukuzinikela ukuthi ma u-answer uphendule imibuzo eku-application ube leqiniso, ukhulume ukuthi wena ngubani, uvela ngapi, ufunani. Yikho okuqakathekileyo ukuthi uze uthole indawo.
Kwakuthatha isikhathi esingakanani ukuze ugcine ukungena khonapho xa sikhangela ukuthi wa-aplaya wahlala isikhathi esingaka, wakuphendula, wayenza ama-interviews? Akubatshela abantu.
Nga-aplaya sengizabhala imhloliso yezimseki kwakukubo October, and then ngahlala kwaze kwaphendulwa kubo November. Yikho lapho engahamba khona ngaku-interview ngemva kwesikhathi eside sibili, and then ukuthi ngize ngithole impendulo yami kwakubo December. Sengize ngaphosa ngakhohlwa lokuthi ngangena ku-interview.
Akubatshela abantu ukuthi kukuyenzakala khonokuthi uphakathi kwakho.
Kuyenzakala kakhulu. Okuqakathekileyo nje ukuthi umuntu azinikele ukuthi uma yenza into yakhe afake amandla akhe wonke, azitshengise ukuthi ungubani nokuthi ukwanisani. Like umuntu engazincindezeli, bonisa ukuthi ungubani ku-application lakho nxa ulifaka. Nothi njengomntwana nje owesikolo, but ukuthi uyenzani futhi ukuthi uncedise abantu abaku-community yakho, uwenzele ukuthi lawe bebona ukuthi umuntu ozaletha imfundo ozayithola lapho yakhona uyiphendukise elizweni.
Ye, wasuthi sebekuthethe khonapho sebethi hayi sungangena ngentombazana, wabatshela ukuthi ufuna ukufundelana.
So mina njengoba ngingumuntu oyenza ama sciences isikhathi esikoleni, but kodwa ngithethe ngifike e-USAP ngavuleka ingqondo ukuthi ngingakwanisa ukuthi ngibe even noba ngingaba yi-journalist even ngisuka kuma sciences. And esikolo lesi isikolo sama sciences kodwa siyafundisa njalo ngesilungu la nge-reasoning ukuthi nje ucabange njani, njalo abalimithi umuntu ukuthi ayenze umsebenzi wesayensi kuphela. Bavula ingqondo ukuthi ubone ukuthi lawo ungaba ngomunye umuntu ofuna ukuba nguyena. Like bakwenza ukuthi ubone ukuthi even ama-opportunity engekho elizweni wenu uyakwanisa ukuzenzele yakho i-opportunity.
Ye, isikolo wakwiso yisiphi njalo lalifunda yini khonokho weskill?
Bengisenjube high school. Ya, sasifunda kodwa nxa ungumuntu wamasayensi bekufanele ukuthi uhlale kumasayensi, ukhangele isayensi njengesayensi.
So wena ovele uthi ayisayensi njengesayensi? Usenza i-O-level? Right. Akusitsheleke ukuthi-ke okwamanje ufundele ukuthi wenze i-journalism. Kwini okwenza ukuthi uthakazelele khonokho ukuthi ube yi-broadcaster?
So ngathi ngifika esikole lesi esisha ngayenza ngajoyina iclub okuthiwa yi-media club, and lapho siyabe si-reporta ngezinto ezenzakala esikolo ukuthi kwenziwani. And then kule klasi okuthiwa i-humanities, ngeyinye iklasi efundayo kulesi sikolo, kufundisa isikhiwa, kuyafundisa ukuthi ubhusta i-confidence ekukhulumeni kwakho. So ngananzelela ukuthi vele mina ngingumuntu owuthanda ukukhuluma, ngikhuluma kakhulu. Bengivele ngenza amavidiyo ngingakabuyi lapha, but ngibona ukuthi akula nto engingayenza ngayo, ngangenzela uthando nje. Kodwa ngithe sengilapha bamfundisa ukuthi hhayi, uyakwanisa ukuyenza lokhu, njalo ngiyabe ngipractice khonapha eklabhini lami, ngilokhu ngikhulisa isikili sami. So ngagcina sengibona ukuthi ku-right ukuthi ngithathe i-career path ye-journalism ngoba i-foundation sengiyiphiwe.
Ye, kuvalelisa-ke abantu, batshele-ke abasakhulayo ukuthi bangenzani ukuze babe njengawe.
Umlaleli olaleleyo, into engingayitsho ukuthi nxa ufuna ukuthi utshintshe impilo yakho, utshintshe isimo semphakathi okuyiso khathesi applyele USAP community school ngoba lapha awusoze uthole imfundo nje kuphela kodwa baza kuvula amehlo ukuthi ubone izinto ngelihlo elichiyeneyo uvuleke ingqondo ubone ukuthi awudingi njalo ukuthi ulinde umuntu ukuthi azaza kunika umsebenzi but uyakwanisa ukuthi wena uzenzele umsebenzi. So buya community school manxa ufuna ubone ukuthi impilo imnandi njengomuntu ofundileyo eZimbabwe.
Yeah, le mali lapha esikhomeni kukhona ukukhipha yini khona.
Esikolo akubhadalwa unxa ukuthi awukhoni ukubhadala uyakwanisa ukuthi ubuye bakhangela ukuthi wena ukwanisa ukubhadala i-school fees esingakanani. Manxa ungumuntu okade kufunda eMthabezi ubhadala i-school fees $15 kuza fanele bazakwekela ukuthi ubhadale i-school fees esinjalo but okunye lokhu bazakwenzela bona. So nxa kuyikuthi ungayekeli uku-applya ngoba usithi awula mali hayi applya bona bazabona ukuthi bangakusiza ngani.
Yes, sibonga kakhulu ke Nkosazana Magutshwa, sikufisela inhlanhla sibili.
Ngiyabonga.
Le jonga, that is a young lady, Primrose Magutshwa. Primrose is in at the school right now, USAP Community School. So her name is Primrose.
Mm-hmm.
The SNM is
Magutshwa.
So she's very excited. She wanted to do science, but when she
she switched to journalism.
Yes, so she wants to be an international broadcaster.
Wow.
So which is something that is good on her side and good for the community.
Yes.
So she wants to do what she wants. Let her do it and let's see what she can do in life. So go ahead, Joga.
Yes, is she online?
Yes.
Okay. Primrose, how are you?
Oh no, she's
gone. Okay. Okay, let's welcome Dr. Ricky Mkonza, our guest. Dr. Mkonza, how are you?
I'm very happy and I hope you are good too, Mr. Kandemiri and yes. Gibbs. And maybe just to inform you, it's now Professor.
Wow.
Mkonza. Yes.
Thank you so much for that correction and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And Professor Mkonza, we are talking about the United States Achievers Program. This program assists the underprivileged children, especially those in remote rural areas. What can you say about this program?
I think this program, from what I know about it, is a program that really assists, children from, underprivileged background. And it's a welcome development. It's a welcome effort in the sense that, we know the social economic conditions in Zimbabwe that we have some families that are so poor to the extent that some children's education is sacrificed. So when efforts like what we are hearing of the United States Achievers Program come, they come to rescue certain dreams that without such interventions may end up not being realized by these children. So what I want to say is that it is a really welcome program that is helping some people to realize their dreams, as we have heard in your program.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So we realize that education is very expensive, and when there are such programs, what can be done to fully utilize these kind of opportunities?
I think what can be done is to ensure that information about such programs is extended to those areas where there is such a need. But the challenge that we normally have is that it's not easy to get this information to those areas where these interventions are most needed. Because as you'd be aware, you know, people in those areas have, you know, do not have access to information. That's one of their challenges. And what you then have is a situation where the people who really, really deserve to get assistance from such programs do not get it because of limited access to information.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Continue. Go ahead, Chonga.
Ndashida kuti ningokumbira Professor Mkonza kuti vango taurawo nerurimi rwaamai kuti tinzwe kuti vanoona sei chirongwa cheUnited States Achievers Program chiri kubatsira vana vanobvawo mumhuri dzinotambura dzisingakwanisi kunge dzichiwana zvinoshuvirwa nemwana asi mwana achigona kuchikoro.
Maita enyu akandemire, chirongwa ichi cheUnited States Achievers Program chirongwa chinotambirika zvikuru nekuti chirongwa chinobatsira vana vanobva kumhuri dzakati dzikirei panyaya dzekuwana idzi. Mhuri idzodzo dzinogumisira dzaita kuti vana vatadze kuenda kuchikoro uye vatadze kuzova izvo zvavanga vachifanira kuva muupenyu. Saka chirongwa ichi chirongwa chinouya kuzobatsira vana vakadaiwo. So tanzwa muchirongwa chenyu kuti pane vana vakatobatsirikana kudhara. Kune vari kutobatsirikana kunyange naizvozvi. Saka chirongwa chine results ari kutooneka. Chirongwa chine chiri kuratidza kuti chiri kutobatsira vamwe vana vangadai zviroto zvavo zvichigumira panzira. Asi sekutaura kwandamboita nechirungu, dambudziko ringangoitika nechirongwa ichi ndechekuti kune vamwe vana vari kunzvimbo dzinonetsa kunyange kusvika kwemashoko, vari kwatingati uko kuchakasara. Vana ivavo vanogumisira vangosiyiwa nezvirongwa zvakaita seizvozvizvi nekuda kwekuti havasi kukwanisa kuwana mashoko iwawo, vowanawo mukana wekuaplya kumaprograms akadai.
Ye, siyamuzwa kakhulu ke lapha ke uprofessor Eric Mkonza uyakhuluma sibili ukuthi hayi kuyafunakala ukuthi abantu abahlale emaphandleni sibili kakhulu bayenelise ukuthi ba-aplye, kodwa ke kuthi okunye kungahlupha nxa kukuthi bengala ndlela yokuthi bangakwenza njani lokho. So uhlelo lwe-United States Students Achievers Program lwethulwa kumbe ngithi lwaphawulwa ngo-1999. So luncede abantu abayi-450 khona manje, abanye babuya khonapho kwele Melika benzokutshiyeneyo kune kakhulu sibini. Lesilawo omunye udokotela lamhlanje, udokotela Godwill Nzowu oyi-field clinical scientist. Uyake buye khonapha ke Washington DC kodwa uhlala ePhiladelphia. Kulabanye nje abayenza okunye okumangalisayo, abanye sebabuyela khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe. Kulaba abafisa ukuthi ba-aplaye ke kumele ukuthi benze kanje. Nansi WhatsApp number eZimbabwe ngu-0771 021 511. Zayiphinda njalo 0771 021 511. Tinelisa njalo ukuthi lihambe emahofisini eMelika. Akhona eMtare kuthiwa kuseTena Memorial Library, eGweru Memorial Library, eBulawayo Public Library, eHarare Education Matters, ku-23 Connard Road eAvondale. Utane mphinde ke abasemtare liye kuTena Memorial Library. Ngiyathemba ukuthi liyakwazi ukuthi kungaphi khonapho. Kuzokuthi abanye kungazani ifoni yami singani jonga iyambalekela. Kodwa ke sivule khonapho ikade ngikhuluma ngakho. So ke wothi mbone ke ukuthi singakhethisa khonokade kubala. So abasemtare kuseTena Memorial Library, eGweru kuseGweru Memorial Library, kubulawayo kuseBulawayo Public Library, eHarare kuse-Education Matters, unumber 23 Connard Road, eAvondale. Ungakubalisa khona ukujonga
Ndizvozvo
Gibbs, kunowanikwa mafomu kune vanenge vachida kunyorera kuchikoro che United States Achievers Program chiri kuGoromonzi uko. Munogona kuwana mafomu kunzvimbo dzinoti kwaMutare kune library kana kuti dura remabhuku rinonzi Tena Memorial Library, kuGweru zvimwe chete zvekuGweru Memorial Library, kuBulawayo kune Bulawayo Public Library, moendawo muHarare munoenda kumaofisi esangano rinotungamira chirongwa ichochi cheUSAP reEducation Matters. Vanowanikwa panamba 23 Connaught Road muAvondale. Ndandichida Gibbs kuti ndingoisa mubvunzo kuna kuna Professor Mukonza. Ndanzwa vachitaura nyaya yekuti vana vari kumaruwa iva vanogona ngo vachinetseka kuti vange vachiwana ruzivo rwechirongwa ichochi. Ndezvipi zvavangakurudzira kuti dai zvaitwa kuti zvamuri kuchema izvi zvibatsire vana ivavo?
Zvinonetsa kuti ndipe kurudziro akandemiri yekuti zvizvingaitika nekuda kwekuti kune nzvimbo dzekuti kunyangwe zvinhu zvakaita semaredhiyo zvinova zvinotarisirwa kuti zvinge zvichiwanikwa kunyange kumaruwa masaisaya abati zvakanaka. Asi ndinofunga kuti varidzi vechirongwa vakagona kupa mukana kuti chirongwa ichi chidaidzirwe pamaredhiyo zvichida pamwe chinogona kusvika kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadaro. Chimwewo chiri kubatsira mazuva ano inyaya dzemaselfoni nekuti vano vakanotarisa kutekeshera kweinonzi mobile technology vanotaura kuti mobile technology yatekeshera kunyangwe nenzvimbo dzakasaririra. Munhu wese angobatawo selfoni yake, munhu wese anogonawo pano nepapo kuenda paWhatsApp. Saka pakagadzirwa kameseji kanogona kungotenderera paWhatsApp, zvinogona kubatsira izvozvo. Asi kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzekuti zvinhu izvozvo hazvitoriko. Vana ivavo vachatongoramba vakasara kusvika pada hurumende yaita zvainofanira kuita zvekuti kuve kusimudzirwa kwenzvimbo dzese panyaya dzezvekufamba kwemashoko.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mukonza. Maybe you can repeat in English and then we go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much. What I can encourage the drivers of the program to do is to ensure that their message on this very important program, which is meant to uplift those that are less privileged within society, what I encourage is that they put the messages on communication channels that you know even the poor and those in rural areas can access. I'm talking here, for example, the radios. I'm talking also and on radios, you would also know, you know, Mr. Kantemiri, that we now have community radios in some, you know, areas, rural areas. I also encourage that they may use, you know, the cell phone WhatsApp messages. They can circulate a standard message that gives you know information about how this program can be accessed. These approaches could help to get the message to you know those underprivileged families. But like I said, there are some areas where even though these you know communication channels are not available to families and individuals, and the solution would be for government to ensure that you know there is connectivity, for government to ensure that you know it develops the communication system in the country to all areas, including deep rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I spoke with Anna Sindoro as well, so stay there. Professor Mkonza and Chonga. So I had an interview with Anesu Ndoro, who is a teacher at the USAP Community School. Here's what he told me about, you know, this program and what they're teaching there.
Humanities. Kwatinorava mabhuku tichimatsorokodza nekumapenengura nevana.
Yetitaurire in detail nenyaya iyoyo.
Ini kudzidzisa kwandinoita nevana tichibatsirana pakuverenga mabhuku atingati e-fiction, kureva kuti mabhuku anonyogwa nevanyori vachitaura pamusoro peupenyu. Tichitarisa kuti vanyori ava vanenge vachida kutaura nyaya dzei, ndapi madingindira arimo mumabhuku avo, uye kuti mafungiro ekuzvibatanidza zvinhu zviri kuverengwa nemwana nezviri kuitika munyika kuti batanidzo inoitwa sei.
Ko, mabhuku acho aripo here?
Mabhuku acho aripo pachikoro, asi nenyaya yekuti vana vanoshandisa nzira dzekuverenga mabhuku dzechimanjimanji, tingati vachishandisa makindle kana vachishandisa malaptop, mabhuku mazhinji vanoita vachitengegwa vachipiwa pamalaptop avo uye pamakindle avo.
Mabhuku eshona, mabhuku eshindere, mabhuku echiri.
Mabhuku atinoverenga mabhuku echirungu, nenhau yekuti vana vatinawo pachikoro vanobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana muZimbabwe. Vamwe vanobva kunzvimbo dzinotaurwa chindevele, chivenda, chishona, vamwewo vachibva kutongogara refugee camp, kwavanobvawo kunyika dziri kunze kweZimbabwe, kwavanotaura chiswahili, chifrench nezvimwewo zviro zvinotaurwa kunze kwenyika.
Saka vanhu vanozvinzwisisa here zvamuruverenga ipapo?
Hongu, vana vazhinji vanonzwisisa, asi rimwe divi rekudzidzisa kwandinoita kudzidzisa chirungu chaicho, kudzidzisa manyorero, matauriro nekunzwa nekuverenga. Saka izvozvo zvinozobatsira kuti kana vana vakuita vachikanda maapplication avo kuti vandodzidzisa kunze kwenyika, vavowo vane mutauro wakakwana wechirungu. Saka kuverenga kwatichiita mabhuku, tichitobatsiridzawo kuti munhu asangotaure rurimi rwaamai achidzidzawo chirungu, kuzoita kuti akabuda kunze kwenyika ave anobatsirika nenzira iyoyo.
Kana vanhu vachisvika ipapo vanenge vakadii in terms of kudzidza kwavo nechirungu?
Kudzidza kwavo kunosiyana zvichienda nekuti mwana akanga achibva kuchikoro kupi. Chikoro chinotora vana vatingati vanoratidza kuda kushanda nesimba, vanoratidza shungu nechikoro. Zvichireva kuti tinogona kuwana vana vanobva muHarare mumadhorobha akaita vana kana kuchitungwiza kana kuti mufakos, asi tichiwanawo vana vanobva kumaruwa, vanobvawo kunzvimbo dzekuti vakanga vasina atingati maresources akakwanirana nepotential yavanayo. Saka naizvozvo vanouya vari panzvimbo dzakasiyana, asi chakanakira chikoro ndechekuti vadzidzisi vanoteya nzeve dzavo vachiti nekuteya maziso achiona kuti mwana upi neupi ari papi mudzidzo yake, voedza kubatsiridzana kuti vana vafambisani vese pashai mwana anosara mushure.
But vanogona kunzwisisa here kana kuti is not it?
Mubvira kuti vana vanogona kunzwisisa
kana muchivadzidzisa nemabhuku acho?
Vana vatinawo vanonzwisisa zvisingabviri. Mibvunzo yavanobvunza chaiyo muchidzidzisana, munoona kuti mwana ari kudzanisa pfungwa, ari kutora zvaari kunzwa, asingangoite kuti angozvidzokorodzi, asi achifunga nezvazvo, achida kunatsonzwisisa kuti zvakamira zvakadii. Saka mafambiro avari kuita isu sevadzidzisi tinofara nazvo kwazvo, tichiona vachiratidza kushanda ikoko uye kudzamisa pfungwa ikoko, kutaridza kuti havasi kungoda kungoteerera kuti vangopasa mazamanishoni avo chete, asi vari kuda kutonzwisisa kuti dzidzo iyoyo vagoendera nayo mberi kwese kwavanoenda.
Saka mwana kana achida kuuya ipapo kuchikoro ichocho anoita sei?
Mwana kana achida kuuya kuzodzidza pa-USAP Community School, anokwanisa kuwana maapplication nenzira dzakasiyana. Saka togona kutanga tichiti vana vanotorwa nechikoro vanotora mafomu 4 uye malower 6 fanike paapplication yegore rino, vari kutora mafomu 4 uye malower 6. Vana vanogona kuwana maapplication atingati mafizical emapepa kuHarare, kumuAvondale, kuEducation Matters. Vanogona kumaona kuMutare, kuTena Memorial Library. Vanogona kuBulawayo, kuBulawayo Library. Kana kuti vanogona kuwana kuGweru, kuGweru Memorial Library. Asi kana munhu asingakwanisi kuwana maapplication munzvimbo idzodzo, munhu anogona enda pawebsite yechikoro, apo paanokwanisa kudownloada application inacho pa link. Asi tinonzwisisawo kuti vamwe vana vanogara kumaruwa kusina internet uye vasina nzira yekukwanisa kuenda kunzvimbo kumaguta makuru. Naizvozvo tinobatanidza nawo tichishanda neve Ministry of Education, tichishanda nevamwe vana vakapfuura nemusap, tichishanda neivo vana varipo vanobvawo kunzvimbo idzodzo, tichikumbira chivakurudzira kuti vatambanidze maapplication iwayo kuti vana vakwanise kuwana kuya kuchikoro. Uye tichitotendawo ivo mukana watitori nawo watatowana nhasi kuti tikwanise kushambadza shoko iroro rekuti apply kuusap community school.
Kana rese pane mwana ari kudotitoko anoda kuapply nhasi anoita sei?
Kana mwana achida kuapply nhasi, ii zvatareva utanogona kutsvaga maapplication iwayo. Asi kana vane mibvunzo vanogona enda panhamba dzedu dzepa WhatsApp dzinoti 0771 021 511. Ndikaindipamizve 0771 021 511. Apo pavakaenda panhamba idzodzo vakakanda mibvunzo yavo, vanowanawo vanhu vanokwanisa vabatsira vachivaudza zvese zvavanoda kuita. Asi chikuru ndechekuti mwana wese anofanira kuwana application. Kana aiwana oitambidza kumaofisi wayo yotumikwa. Kana vana kana maapplication auya oraviwa vanhu vacha vachitarisa kuti vana vakakodzera kuti vawanewo mukana iwoyo nderapi.
Pafees panobva kwavamira sei?
Sekutaura kwatachiita kuti vana vatinowana vanobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana, havazi vese vanokwanisa kubhadhara school fees yakakwana. Saka chikoro chinoshandisa modho yekubhadhara fees yekuti mwana anobhadhara fees yaanokwanisa vataurirana nechikoro. Saka varipo vana vekuti vanokwanisawo kubhadhara mafees. Kwoita vana vekuti zveshuwa vanogona asi mari chaidzo dzekuti vabhadhara havana. Apa vanenge vachitaura nechikoro kuti vakwanise kuona kuti vawane kuwana dzidzo yavo vasingatobhadhari mafees iwayo. Asi zvine zvichisiyana mumwe nemumwe nesituation yaanenge ari nekwaanenge achibva.
Kandai shoko renyu rekupedzisira, baba?
Shoko rangu rekupedzisira ndinongoti zviro zviedzwa. Munhu kanda application yako nokuti iwo mukana wekuti munhu unowana dzidzo uchikwanisa kubudawo kunze kwenyika zvimwe uchidzoka kuzosimudzira Zimbabwe. Mukana wakanaka kwazvo. Saka naizvozvo munhu ngaaedze kuapply nokuti zvinenge zvakatonaka kuti tese tikwanise tichiedza kubatsiridzana kuti dzidzo ikwanise kupararira munyika.
Yes, Chonga, that's an interview that I did with Mr. Anderson Doro. He's a teacher at the USAP Community School. Go ahead.
Ndanzwa vachitsanangura kuti aiwa vari kubatsira vana kudonongodzana kupenengudza mabhuku erurimi rwechirungu kuti vanzwisise kuti munyori akanga apindwa nei paakasvika pakunyora bhuku rakadai kana ngano yakadai. I think it is one of the best opportunities gives for those rural kids, you know, going to such a school with all that that they are offering, and then you from nowhere you start to interact with other students, teachers, and new programs that's beneficial to the community. And I think as what Professor Mkonza mentioned, there should be a way of advertising or highlighting about this program, because many people may not listen to Studio 7 today and they will miss the opportunity.
Yeah, kunjalo ke okhuluma ngujonga. So ke lapha sike zurukandaba sicoxa ke ngohlelo lolu lwe United States Students Achievers Program. Siyakwazi ukuthi kule sikolo okusibizwa ngokuthiwa i-USAP Community School sikhona ngale ke duzane leGoromonzi. So ke sebedinga ke ukuthi abantwana bangene kuhlelo olwenziwa ngo-January 2022. So badinga ke abantwana abayi-45. So ke nxa lilalele khona manje lilakho ukuthi lithathele i-WhatsApp number. Lisebenzisa i-WhatsApp number leyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abaningi bayenelisa kakhulu ukusebenzisa ama-WhatsApp. So inombolo ithi 0771 021 511. Ngizaphinda njalo, 0771 021 511. So le nge-WhatsApp yankhona. So nxa usedolobheni kumbe sithi usemntare khona ngale, hamba endaweni okuthiwa yi-Turner Memorial Library. Nxa usegweru, uhambe egweru Memorial Library. nxa ukuthi tuziyathunga kobulawayo phela komfazi ucha indoda uzahamba kobulawayo public library nxa use Harare uhambe endaweni okuthiwa education matters iku number 23 Connaught Road eAvondale yeso bacela ukuthi lenze njalo so Rick Mkhonza lokho silaye lapha ke uprofessor Mkhonza ngosicamfundo ekhona ngale ke kwele South Africa kodwa ke usimcelile ukuthi abuye aze khuluma namhlanje. So now, in wrapping up, Professor Mkhonza, so when we look at such critical, you know, studies, you know, do people really take them seriously these days, taking into account that, you know, the economy in Zimbabwe is just dead. So people maybe are thinking of bread and butter issues. So how seriously can they take this issue?
Thank you very much, Mr. Gibbs. I think you are right. The state of the economy in Zimbabwe is such that the value of education has been, in people's minds, have gone down. Education has been devalued, particularly when people see graduates selling airtime, selling ice cream, and doing all sorts of those jobs that do not really you know get them to utilize the knowledge that they go to study for 3 years, for 4 years. It has put certain mindset in people. To say no, kuyafana, or it's all the same whether you get educated or you don't. But I want to say, I really mean it. Education is still important because education unlocks opportunities. Education has the potential to change a person's dreams. Not only, people get limited by their context, but education can actually open opportunities beyond even the context in which you exist. I'll take, for example, myself. Because of education, I came here to South Africa, and today I'm a professor. Now, a child who, you know, has the opportunity to apply for this program, I think needs to take it into account that by going through the opportunity that this program provides, it presents them with that rare opportunity of unlocking certain opportunities that they may not be able to unlock if they are not educated. So that's what I would want to say. Those that have an opportunity to go for this program, they must go for it without thinking twice, because it has the potential to unlock opportunities for them.
Mm-hmm. What's your last word? Only about 1 minute. Your last word.
My last word is that this is a very important opportunity, and what I like about it is that it is targeting the poor, the underprivileged in our society, who may have had their dreams shattered because of poverty, but this program is coming to resuscitate such dreams. And I think it's a pity that they are only taking 45 students. I think it would have been even more helpful to give up. Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think, Chunga, we've come to the end of our show today. Mm-hmm. We wish to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Professor Rick Mkhonza. He is in South Africa. Dr. Goodwill Nzou is a field clinical scientist, Mrs. Rebecca Mano, of Education Matters, Mr. Anesu Ndoro, who is a teacher at USAP Community College, and Primrose Makuchwa, a student at USAP Community School. Thanks also to all the listeners today. signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemirin, Shikyo Sangana Mushurongwa, Jujus Notevera, Murra Shokanaka Vatereering.
Thank you.